You reckon old Jackson's going to leave? Reggie Jackson?
If I was the owner of it, he would. He'd done been gone.
He and old Martin just don't seem to get along.
No, they don't get along at all. And Martin's a manager. Well, he's a boss man, and so Reggie, he ought to realize that and do it as the boss man says do. That's the way I always had to do when I was out on a public job working. If you can't do what the boss man wants you to do, he don't need you.
I reckon Reggie, since he makes all that money, must find it kind of hard to take orders from anybody.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Are you
well,
sure?
If I couldn't take orders from the boss, I'd quit my job. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be there aggravating him.
Sometimes I get the idea that Reggie kind of stuck on himself anyway.
I think he is.
But it'll be interesting to see what happens. Martin's supposed to come back in a couple of years, isn't he?
Yeah, 80, I believe, when he was coming back.
What about, you were telling me about insects that sting around here. Do y'all have trouble with any kind of snakes around here?
Well, we don't have too much trouble with them, but there's a lot of them around here. Biggest thing we have trouble with is, in the snake line, is these chicken snakes. Mm-hmm. They go up that pole there, that Martin pole, where those gourds is, and go in there and get the little birds.
They go all the way up that
yes,
thing?
Yes, sir. I killed one in there the year before last, and I killed one up front of my house this year. Went in there and got
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, they will. I've killed a lot of them here in these pecan trees. Jaybirds are bad about finding them. Whenever they come in here, you hear a bunch of jaybirds go to Harlan, well, you can get your gun going out there. He's there. I've shot several of them out this year. Now we got rattlesnakes, black snake, pork whip, moccasins. But the one gives us the most trouble, aggravates us the most, is them chicken snakes about breaking up the bird nest.
Now, a chicken snake, if he bites you, he can't hurt you, can
he? No, They call them chicken snakes. Some call them white oak snakes, and some call them rat snakes, but they're all the same thing. No, they won't hurt you, but I've been bit by one of them. We used to have that old house that I was born in up there. After we built the other one, we went to using it to put hay and corn and all in, and the mule stayed over in the other, over at the crib with the sheds on it, stalled. And I'd have to go out there a lot of mornings and feed them mules before daylight, so they'd be ready to go at daylight.
Yes.
And I'd tote the corn from this old house to the barn, to the crib over there in a cotton basket. And so I'd carry the cotton basket full over there, and I reckon I'd used it down halfway, feeding the mules out of it. And so one morning before the day, I went out there about day and run my hand over in there, and that thing kicked me there on the finger. I snatched him clean out of that basket, wound him up. He didn't never swell up. It turned a little red there, but that was all. About like a briar scratching you.
Right. Well, have you ever been bit by one that could hurt you?
Never have. Had a bulldog bit by a rattlesnake, beat him on the nose, and his head looked to me like that as big as a 10-quart water bucket. He had a bulldog then, so enough. It didn't kill him, though. He'd kill every snake he found. And he'd jump on him and fling that thing all to pieces before you could say don't do it. But that one time the snake was a little quicker than he was. Got him.
I've heard people say that hogs are good for that. That they actually eat snakes? Or?
Yeah, I've seen them eat them.